Well, it's still Thursday, 4th of July, but it's about 5:20 p.m. And I've come down to the foreshore, around the middle of the foreshore of Castle Bay. Left Mary up in our accommodation. Had our dinner, our tea, followed by beautiful fresh strawberries and ice cream. And so she settled in with a book in the snugness of that room. And I've come down to just to walk off the dinner, as it were, and to get some more fresh air. It's been a very blustery day, extremely blustery day, but when the sun came out, it was gorgeous, but in between, squally showers. But today, we've actually done quite a bit. So even with our following a long lie in bed and a lazy morning, we've still been to the local Heritage Museum, which was absolutely wonderful. And they were showing some films of a recording done by Leslie Thomas. If you remember him from television, Leslie Thomas, maybe you're too young, but I guess some may remember him. And he did this video recording, way back in 1989, and part of the recording. It was about Barra, basically, and telling us all about what went on there and how the islands were established. But he also had a section on the Father Callum, who actually died approximately about a year ago. He was featured, the old priest featured, of the three priests featured in the Island Parish series, which run from Barra. And a lovely old man, but he unfortunately died a year ago. So it was good to actually see him. 1989, yeah, was about 24 years ago, looking much fresher and younger in those days, talking to the cameras, very straight and matter-of-fact priest. Anyway, we watched that, we listened, we looked at the records, we've seen the old school days, we've seen all that kind of stuff, and it was wonderful. So following that, we came down to the harbour and caught the wee ferry boat out to Kismo Castle. Kismo Castle, very, very small, and I mean a very tiny small castle, probably about just about 300 or 400 yards offshore. And it's the home of the McNeil family. McNeil with two L's, by the way. So, and the lady who was dealing at the desk on board the you can't be on board the castle, can you? On the castle. her badge actually said she was McNeil. So I wonder how far down the line she was. Very nice. Voluntarily made both me and Mary a hot chocolate and a cup of tea. My goodness me, she was great. So anyway, we spent a nice wee bit of time out there, about an hour or so, and then came back and took another wee walk round and walked the long way round back to our accommodation before we had dinner, obviously. So although it's been a very blustery day, when the sun was out, it was warm. When the sun's not out, it's cold. And I've come out and I'm more togged up for the weather, because it's pretty much overcast now and still blowing very, very strong. Water is very choppy, even in these sheltered waters off Castle Bay. Very choppy waters. I'd love to have been back where I was yesterday on Vattersea, on the Atlantic side, to see those rollers coming in when the wind was blowing, because yesterday was extremely calm and there were still about 4 or 5 foot rollers. I'd love to have went over there today and seen the big ones coming in. And not a person using those beaches, nobody surfing, nobody swimming, but it's a damn shame. Anyway, don't want to linger on too much about this. It's been another enjoyable day here on Barra. Big day planned for tomorrow. I'll tell you about that tomorrow, but in the morning, I guess. Not much more to say this evening, except I'm going to do a wee bit here on a particular history of the island, and I'll do that in the next wee recording, which will be part of this 4th of July. Yes, American Independence Day. I'll say it again. I'll speak again soon. I can't think of anything else that we've done today. I think that's enough. But I'll do this next wee bit next, if that makes sense.